This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How are you, Sean?
Doing great. I am officially a master plumber in New Mexico, so
there's a long story with all the... Yeah, a very long story, but another tool to add to your belt.
Yes. So no, I can wear. Awesome. I can officially wear a belt now. A tool belt, you know. And I can, please don't ever call me to do plumbing work. But I got a great company that can do it for you in Albuquerque if you need it, or Santa Fe. So
nice. Well, anyway, congratulations. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a whole nother podcast that we're going to discuss another time.
But back to our topic today. So I thought we would talk about learning how to pivot during challenging times, right? Because lately, I don't know about you, but I feel like it's been so negative on social media. Like everybody's kind of feeling like the world's falling apart, right? And mm-hmm. So, and you and I were talking about like what we've kind of learned through the process of, you know, growing up in sports and, you know, through life. Life is a continuous pivot, right? And so we're going to hopefully shed some tips and help you guys to learn how to pivot during these times.
Yeah. And I don't know if I like the word pivot, but
adapting.
We talked about this, I think, before we started recording. And like pivot to me is like a huge change. And we've had those. We've mm-hmm. had major pivots in our business and in our lives. Pivot moving into Houston was one, and pivot into turnkey was mm-hmm. another. But I think for this sake of this podcast, I'm going to use the word more adapt, or, you know, just make small changes that I think have big impact, but
right.
It's not necessarily a full pivot. I agree though, for marketing purposes, pivots catches a lot more attention than adapting or little changes, but
we see it's a pivot.
Yeah. But
it
I think
a
yes,
small pivot,
but for sure what you're talking about. And just for listeners out there, like, and I'm speaking to myself. Golly, with social media, like, it's just like one thing after another. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, here comes the recession. And the same thing happened and when COVID hit and all that. And it's like one thing after another, and it's extremely negative.
Right.
And you can get consumed with
it. You can. Yeah. And you have to really put your blinders on and just focus on your core business, what you're good at, and not pay attention to the noise out there, because the noise will,
noise
yeah.
Right. And I
it makes you question.
Yeah. And with Joni and I don't just see, like, I'm not, this is just us. We don't watch the news. We don't listen to a lot of that stuff. And it's not like we're naive to what's going on and we miss it. I mean, you're going to get informed one way or another, you know, through conversations or, you know, go to social events. People are going to talk about it. So it's not like you're clueless to what's going on, but there's a lot of chatter and a lot of things. And I think a lot of people don't truly know what's going to happen. We didn't know what was going to happen the last couple of years and where
right.
we ended up. So I just be mindful of that. And I, sometimes you just need to turn it off mm-hmm. and just focus, because, you know, reality maybe isn't necessarily that. I do think we're headed into a recession. I think that is pretty much everybody kind of agrees there.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to real estate prices and all that, that's, I think, a whole nother conversation. And I can get into some of that, but we won't go there, but just to be careful with the chatter and all that. But what's the purpose behind today was really just talking about, you know, small adaptions and changes, or maybe they're pivots you need to make, but, you know, in your personal life, in your business during these times. Right. And so it's been extremely challenging the pandemic was a huge challenge. And right after we think we're out of it, now the economy is, you know, falling apart and we're probably in a recession. And so, you know, now we have to deal with that. And so what are you going to do? What changes? And I liked how you gave some notes on here as far as relating it to sports. And I agree with you. You know, the NBA finals just finished. You see some dramatic pivots or changes, especially like halftime.
Right.
A team can totally come out at a different mm-hmm. team in the third quarter because they make some changes. They make some adaptations to what's going on and what they're seeing and what coaching. And so that's the brilliant part of coaching and being a player. And I've seen it. Yeah. Over the years, you might have a star player go down. It's like, okay, well, what are we going to do now? We need a change. We need to focus. We went in with a certain game plan. outside circumstances changes, so now you need to adapt and change.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. And I think, you know, I've learned a ton, like just being in sports, you know, growing up is like how to adapt with your team, work with your team, right? And then all that practice is just helps your instincts, I think. Like when you're ready for, you're in the championship and you need to make a change right away, you're ready for that, right? That practice just makes you more prepared for it.
Correct. You practice it. I think being aware, you being more, what was the word you just used?
Instincts.
Yes, that's great. Being more instinctful definitely helps. And that comes with experience and practice.
And then, you use that throughout your life. I mean, there's so many like situations where it's like, man, like your instincts to kick in. All right, like now it's time to adapt pivot another way because, you know, this just happened.
I think it's easier the smaller you are. You can make quicker pivots. I think as we were a smaller organization, it was much easier. As you get bigger, it's a little bit harder because there's more training, more. If you pivot into something else, it takes a little bit more. But at the same time, the smaller you are, that's what gives you your competitive advantage. Can you imagine, you know, some of these large Fortune 500 companies, for them to make a pivot into something else, that's why you don't see these big changes because because number one, if they mess up or make the wrong swing, it could cost them the entire company. Where when you're smaller, it's your competitive advantage to adapt quicker and to move quicker into maybe a new sector. You handle something different. So, but we can go over some of ours.
Yeah, I wanted, our first like professional pivot, which was 2008, 2009, very similar to how it is now, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember we were flipping houses, and it was to the point where we couldn't retail them anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we had to make a change. And I remember, I think I was pregnant at the time, right? I was pregnant with Lucas. Yeah. And it was scary because they're like, man, like, we know we have to do something. This is not working. And we know we had to create, additional income, right? And that was when the turnkey model came into play. We're like, man, like, yeah, we're not sure if this is going to work, but let's try it. Let's go, full force and see if it doesn't. Worst case scenario, we'll just hold them as rentals, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the risk that we took.
Yeah, and it paid off in a big way. But, number one is it's nerve-wracking, it's new, it takes some guts, and it takes some, and some commitment, and that we made that change that we were going to move from retailing homes to, putting tenants in them, and then like you said, like, okay, once you place a tenant in there, it's a little bit harder to sell. At that time, it was a little bit harder to sell if it wasn't in a turnkey, the type of the space that we were in, and so...
And it was different for us because we were having our first child, right? So like now we have to provide for a child. Correct. So if this doesn't work, then I'm probably, or one of us is going to get a job.
Correct. So, and then we started our management company. We had never managed for outside investors at that time. And so we started that at that time. And so there's a lot of changes, but it worked out for the better. And in hindsight, we can see that. But at the time it was like, is this going to work or not? So it takes some commitment, some guts and some grit to get through it.
Absolutely.
Another one was probably I think another minor one was when we pivoted into new construction. So when we started the turnkey, it was all remodeled houses. And then in 2015, we were like, well, hey, we should start building, and doing the same model, but
knew nothing about building.
So that was another pivot and adaption. And it was within our same space, but it was, it's just a new thing or a new avenue or new revenue source. And so that could be something. It doesn't have to be so that you totally do something new. It could be just adapting or shifting what you're currently
And to trying. Think about how many like houses we're building now. Like, so I feel like every pivot we just been stretching ourselves more and more and more, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's like our next pivot was pivoting a team, like navigating the pandemic. And now it was just not Sean and Joni, we had to provide for the rest of the team, which was another challenge. Mm-hmm. Like you have to be a good leader to be able to navigate that.
Yeah. And so I think it was evident during the pandemic and COVID and being shut down too, One change we made over the years too was we made an adaptation into remote team members, mm-hmm. virtual assistants, where half of our staff was virtual, meaning not just virtual working from home in the States, but working in a different country.
Right.
And that was a big shift and change too that we had to adapt. And again, it was the way things transitioned, and especially with, we didn't know that there was going to be a COVID was going to hit and a pandemic and they were going to shut down, you know, and we couldn't leave our houses and that kind of stuff. Nobody expected that, but it really adapted well for that model of the virtual assistants.
Yes.
And so, but that was another big shift in mindset. And that time, you know, when our first VA was like 2015, I think, maybe earlier. But
no,
at that
we didn't
time,
even know if that was going to work.
Yeah, but at that time, you know, people, not that wasn't an acceptable model at that time. People weren't doing a lot of that. So, but I wanted to give some points to, you know, as far as, since we are headed into recession, there's high inflation, which everybody knows about right now. And that's what's really causing this. And so you got to look now, okay, if things continue to change, you know, we had the largest interest rate hike this week that we've, I think it was like 20 some years. It was a really long time ago since the last time they've done this big of a rate hike. So it makes it, you know, adds a little bit to the nerves. You know, you gotta prepare, and you gotta start looking at that, and you gotta start making, should I pivot? Should I adapt? And I think you at least gotta be aware, and you still gotta start looking at it, and gotta start looking at your house and saying, okay, you know, as the economy changes, as we're probably headed towards recession, as interest rates continue to rise, and as inflation continues to go up, what are we gonna do? And can my business sustain that? Can my business sustain if things go down? You know, things are obviously gonna change.
Yes.
And so that's what you're trying to do, is how can I sustain this change? And so I had a couple, I'm going to relate things to like three buckets, because to me, it helps me compartmentalize it, you know, into buckets. And so I think first right now, you know, to survive a recession and not only survive, but come out stronger, is your first bucket, you need to start looking at saving and budgeting and conserving. I think that's just, you know, just smart right now is like, okay, in my personal life and in my businesses, you know, how much reserves do I have?
Right.
And I feel like you need to.
How much reserves do they need?
I think you really should have at least 3 months, business and personal, in the bank. And people are going to say, well, we're in, you know, inflation times. If I put money in the bank, it's going to lose its value. Yes, it's going to lose. But I'm not telling you to keep all your cash and hold on to a bunch of cash. Cause yeah, say you have, $10 million. You're going to lose $800,000 this year if you just held it in the bank. And then we're probably going to continue to see inflation next year. So yeah, are you going to lose $1.5 million if you had 10 million just sitting in the bank? That's probably not smart.
Right.
So, but you need some cash just to hold you over for emergencies and times. And
maybe, I agree. Yeah.
So I think 3 months is good. I think maybe even up to six months, just depending on how conservative you want to be. So personally, probably 6 months, but I think 3 months you're pretty safe. But also, can start up if you're spending more than you make, you need to fix that now, not during when things get really dicey or rocky.
And that's, I think, the key right there. I think a lot of people do it after the fact, right? Like, do it now. Get prepared now.
Correct.
Go through your budgets and get your expenses in control now.
Correct. So budget is number one. Spend, you know. So I really feel like you need to, if you can get to where you're living off 70% of your income, I think that's the key, and get there. Now, if you're spending more than you make, you might have to just get to like, I just need to get to even first and just spend as much as I'm making. But then from there, build upon it. So maybe it's, so the three buckets that I have for that is 70% of your income, you try to live off of, 10% you give away, 10% you save, and 10% you invest. And so if you're not there yet, and you're maybe try 90% of what you
start somewhere,
start somewhere and do 1% give away, 1% save. And it's just developing the habits. And we, you know, it goes back to the book we read as an organization, Atomic Habits. You start small, but you got to develop that habit. So, don't try to conquer everything at one time. Start with the basics, start with just one thing. So if it's just, hey, I'm spending too much money, try to get to where you're just, you know, where you pick your buckets, you know, maybe it's, if you can get to 70%, great, and do 70%, 10% give away, 10% save, 10% invest. Start with just that goal and keep it for a couple months before you add on another goal and another goal. So start small.
Right.
Where was it going with the budget? And then just conserve. So like, I don't think now's the time to go probably buy
a boat
or a lavish car or stuff like that. Let things settle down for a while. Let's things play out and let's see how things go. So conserve. So, and that means business too. You might not want to go buy that new office building. Maybe just continue with where you're at right now. Just be mindful of all that. So conserve. And then the second bucket I had for how to survive and get stronger during a recession or as we approach a recession is growth and strengthen your business. So I think it's healthy during these times to look at growing your own business. You have a revenue generating source. Mm-hmm. Why don't you work harder right now at growing it? Now is not the time to lean in. You know, into your business instead of just like sitting back and not doing. So you're conserving over here, but then you're at the same time, you're wanting to grow your business. I'm not saying go and spending a bunch of marketing money, but you can lean in and start. Maybe it's making 2 extra sales calls a day. Maybe it's
put in the work. And I think that's the thing too, is like what we learned is like, well, everybody's, and we've seen that through the pandemic, we've seen that through the recession, when everybody's complaining about, you know, the world falling apart, like we just went in there and worked harder than everybody, right? And came out stronger in every situation because all we put in the work.
Correct. And so that's like strengthen your own house. So one thing that we've tried to always do well during difficult times or recessions is we strengthen our processes and procedures. So every time things get dicier, the companies that have their stuff together, have their process procedures dialed in, have their marketing spend dialed in, they know how much they, you know, if I spend this much marketing, I generate this many leads, which generates this much conversions, which generate.
Right.
If you know, like you, everything's mapped out, mm-hmm. you know exactly your business. You know, okay, I spend this much to build a home, it's going to cost me this much, I get this much to sell, and you have everything dialed in. You have your employee costs, you have everything operating. Work on that now so that when things and it's only going to make you better.
Yeah.
So as we get through, number one, it's going to get you through the recession, but then it's at the end of it, you're going to come out stronger than any other company out there, stronger than your company. Your competitors are going to fail, some of them. The ones that do survive, a lot of them, you're going to be stronger than. So you're going to be able to grow quicker coming out of it. You're going to be a much bigger company and stronger company going out of it. And that's what we've seen. We've not only survive, but what I mean is come out stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why you also need, if you're not sure how to do it, that's where these masterminds come into play. And you know, get somebody that you look up to that can help you along the way, because I know that we wouldn't have been able to do it all on our own. It's the masterminds that helped us and the connections that we made.
We can put in the work,
right?
But the connections and the people that are smarter, you and I always try to put ourselves in rooms that with people that are smarter than
us.
You always want to be the dumbest in the room, and that's because you learn from them, and then we can go put in the work and make it happen. So, and these are things that Joni and I are living, and this is what we do. So this is all, we're just always sharing with you guys what we're doing.
Why don't we talk about like, how do you, successfully pivot? Like, what are some of the things that we do? I know that, with our leadership team, we have our L10 meetings and our annual meetings. We talk about our strengths and our weaknesses, right? And that's something that you want to go through in a company every year. And threats and opportunities as well, right? Mm-hmm. But also with that, like growing your mindset too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I like the L10s definitely help. I love when we do a SWOT analysis and go through our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities.
And your threats.
And our threats. Because that's what, during the recession, you're as a team, you're constantly bringing up. And they're seeing, Jordan and I might think we have some things, and you have a team member that's on the front lines that sees something that maybe we don't see.
Right.
So they'll bring up something that we're not even aware of because we're not in that day to day. And it helps us, and it helps us adapt, and helps us come with a solution,
or
it might be an opportunity.
At our level right now where you think you can even do an L10 meeting, but you can have that meeting with yourself or, your partners in the business too.
Correct. Your spouse. Your dog. The last bucket that I also wanted to mention was invest in, and you just mentioned this. So my last bucket was, so you have save and budget and conserve. Second one was growth and strengthen your business. Third one was invest in yourself and invest for the long term. Mm-hmm. So this, like you said, during recessions, now is the time to build yourself, build mm-hmm. your...
Get focused.
Yeah, but read books, get in podcasts, start making yourself a better leader, a better business person, and start that. Now is the, do it during the times when it's rough. Because mm-hmm. again, during the good times, that's when you're going to flourish. But during the difficult times, that's and if you put in the work, that's when you're going to really see the benefit later. And then investing long term. So investing, I broke that into some buckets as well. As far as what we're doing, I'm just going to speak to ourselves and what we do as far as investment. We have three different buckets. So Joni and I invest in business or back into our businesses, or it may be a new business. So like we've talked about it in this podcast during when COVID hit, we started a plumbing company and we started a virtual assistant company. Mm-hmm. Both of those were in times when nobody was probably walking into a business, you know, to start a business. And it hasn't been easy, but it was, we invested into more business, into business growth. And now I'm so grateful that we bought the virtual mm-hmm. assistant. The plumbing company, with time will tell still, but I'm now a master plumber. So it's getting better and better every day.
Glad we can joke about it now.
Yeah. So investing in, what was I getting at?
In business.
Yeah. And so, or investing back into your business. One of the best places you can invest money is back into your business to make it. Cause you know, if you have everything dialed in, you know, the return you're going to get on that. Mm-hmm. And it's like it. And so we've invested back in a lot, whether it be additional vans and equipment, whether it be new marketing channels, whether it be staff and new staff that we need to either execute better or to help us grow quicker.
Yeah.
But we're constantly putting money back into our businesses mm-hmm. and it, we get usually 10 times back what we ever invest in our business. You and I invest, in the stock market or in funds and things we know about, but it's very long-term. It's, we take a percentage out of our check each week or every other week and just put it in there. And then where we're most heavily invested is obviously real estate and lending. So, Joni and I we invest into rentals, we invest into our commercial buildings, and then we use our self-directed IRAs to lend money mm-hmm. To individuals and to, we've done some participation in some syndications. But so those are, so I would say the bulk of our investments and retirement is going to be in real estate, but we also do the other ones as well.
Yeah. So strengthening your business, right?
Yeah. And during times when everybody's running, this is always when everybody's running out, when everybody's nervous, when there's blood on the streets, that's usually the time to take advantage mm-hmm. of investing.
Right.
And so that's why I'm saying, if you've been diligently living off 70% of your income and you put that money aside to save and to invest, then you're going to have that, you're going to be able to take advantage of opportunities that are going to approach over the next, couple of years.
I agree.
There's going to be some opportunities in real estate. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some opportunities in the stock market. There's going to be some opportunities mm-hmm. to lend money.
Be prepared for that.
Correct. So do you have anything else to say with that?
No, I think that was all good. And hopefully everybody got some tips and out of this and learning how to kind of adapt, not pivot, but maybe adapt during challenging times.
Pivot sounds much more, because sounds
good. I like pivot.
I mean, but yeah, I think now is the time and we're headed. And so.
And have a flexible and willing attitude, right? That it's all about the mindset too. Like if you're negative, then none of this is going to work in your favor.
I agree with you 100%. That's where maybe just turning off social for a while.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about that.
Letting things calm down. Cause it's crazy. The same people that were like all about crypto and all this. And I don't understand it. So I only invest in things I don't understand. And I didn't understand it and all that. It's like, then it bombed and then it's like crickets. And then all of a sudden the same people are coming up. Well, real estate's crashing now. And it's like, they're going to talk all about real estate. And it's like, I just need to turn it off. I don't want to hear it. And then same thing with the news and the headlines, and they're all trying to, just grab your attention, and a lot of it's political still, and it's just, I'm gonna just turn it off, focus on your house, your world, like you said, having a willing and flexible attitude. So,
yeah.
I mean, but look to, you know, look for opportunities. You know, we've talked a lot about, you know, on this show and stuff, and part of we've tried to create some opportunities, you know, in real estate for clients. You know, that's why we started the turnkey. Mm-hmm. That's why we help manage properties is to a place that people can park and put their money and into real estate, and we provide them assets. During inflation times, assets are a great thing. So if you have the extra cash, you know, real estate's still a good play, mm-hmm. whether you do it cash, whether you still take advantage of financing.
And maybe take care of your personal stuff as well. Pay off your house, you know, so your wife feels comfortable and stable and, you know, so all that
matters. And the, you know, because we, where's it going that with the real estate, the with the turnkey.
Lost your train of thought.
Anyways, but yeah, put it into real estate, and because it takes care of the inflationary part. Mm-hmm. And even though that's what's going on with interest rates. You know, with interest rates rising as much as they have, you know, you and I bought our very first home at 8%, and that was like an extremely good interest rate at that time. I understand prices are higher. I understand a lot of other contributing factors, but don't let that overwhelm you. I know we've had really good times of really low interest rates, but it's not as high as I've ever been alive or seen it. And so I think there's still a good time to get take advantage of it. I hope they get creative. I hope they, you know, I think if there were, depending on where we're headed, you know, it'd be neat. It would be great if they would talk about maybe doing assumable mortgages again, mm-hmm. and opening that. Banks start offering that with where they allow you to transfer the debt, you know, and you just pay the difference.
Yeah.
I think that's
you can still get creative. We had Eddie Speed on our show a few months ago, right? And he's done a lot of creative stuff, and I think you can still get creative with it.
Correct. And then we started the fund to help clients and really, if they just need a place to park their, mm-hmm. It's been a great resource for a lot of our clients, and we've helped over the years. So that's always another opportunity to park it and get a good healthy return that is ahead of inflation. Mm-hmm. So you're not losing money on it. But any other last words?
I think just, you know, stay motivated, stay focused, and block out the noise right now.
So, well, good luck with pivoting for everybody that's going to pivot or adapt this week and into the challenges that are coming ahead. If you guys have any questions or concerns, you know, we're always here to help and support you and answer in any way we can. And if we don't have the answers, we usually know people that that can help you, you know, for different situations. So, and we can refer you to some people. So, I hope that helps. Please share the show. Please give any feedback. We love the feedback. We love to answer any questions that maybe you're struggling with currently right now and try to answer them for you.
So. Absolutely. All right, guys. See you next week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there. Talking. But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.